11 Reasons That Black Lives Matter and Antifa Are No Tea Party. Protests have long been a part of our rich history in the United States. The first well-known protest, the Boston Tea Party, was a political protest that occurred on December 16, 1773, at Griffin's Wharf in Boston, Massachusetts. American colonists, frustrated and angry at Britain for imposing taxation without representation, dumped 342 chests of tea, imported by the British East India Company, into the harbor. The event was the first major act of defiance to British rule over the colonists. It showed Great Britain that Americans wouldn't take taxation and tyranny sitting down, and rallied American patriots across the 13 colonies to fight for independence. As a matter of fact, American history is filled with protests since then from the abolitionist movement, including the heroics of those of the Underground Railroad, to the women's suffrage movement, to the temperance movement, to auto workers and other industrial workers, striking for a fair wage, to civil rights bus boycotts, lunch counter sit-ins, to Martin Luther King Jr.'s peaceful march on Washington and other parts of America, to the Vietnam War protests, to the March for Life, to the Tea Party protests, and many others. All of these protests were either for or against some social issue or onerous governmental policy of injustice that needed to be addressed. People exercised their First Amendment rights to peacefully assemble and petition the government for a redress. While many of these protests were relatively peaceful, some of them did escalate into violent clashes. Fast forward to the Black Lives Matter, BLM, and Antifa movement of recent years, particularly this spring and now into the summer of 2020. And you will notice stark contrasts that hold no similarities whatsoever. While many of the protest movements throughout U.S. history have been just that, protests, BLM and Antifa tactics have been violent, destructive riots aimed at toppling our government from the get-go, not bettering it. These are terrorist acts and treasonous by their very nature. Yet, I am dumbfounded and appalled that very few of our conservative Republican leaders have stood up to these bullies. Forget the Democrats, because they have locked arms with these racist thugs and are marching arm in arm in solidarity, helping these people to subvert the rule of law and the very existence of the nation. And more troubling than this is the fact that corporate America has pledged nearly $2 billion toward furthering the cause of BLM and Antifa. In the spirit of full disclosure, I have been a member of the modern-day Tea Party before being in the Tea Party was cool. As a matter of fact, I serve as the chairman of my local Tea Party in Greenville County, South Carolina, to this day. As I watch Trick Santelli's historic rant from the floor of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange in February of 2009 against the foreboding and ill-conceived, yet purposely destructive, policies of the Obama administration, he struck a chord within me and millions of others like me who immediately and instinctively knew was right. The acronym TEA, taxed enough already, harkened back to our founding fathers who protested taxation without representation from the Crown of England. A powerful movement consisting of millions of Americans against an onerous and discriminatory presidential administration was born. Following is a comparative, though not exhaustive, list of the differences between BLM Antifa and the Tea Party. Number 1. BLM Antifa has its roots in external forces of Marxism, fascism, and political Islamic ideology intent on destroying the very fabric of the United States of America and the Constitution. The Tea Party has its roots in the ideals of freedom and liberty of all Americans by people who are patriotic, God-fearing Americans that believe in the rule of law. Number 2. BLM Antifa is racist to its very core, because nothing will satisfy them other than saying Black Lives Matter. To offer up an alternative All Lives Matter sends them into a demonic rant of rage. The Tea Party welcomes all into its ranks, regardless of color, as long as they are for smaller government, lower taxes, fiscal responsibility, liberty and freedom from the oppression of government. Number 3. BLM Antifa has zero tolerance for any thoughts, opinions or speech of others who would dare disagree with them. In fact, to do so can lead to beatings and violence against one's person and property. The Tea Party respects differing ideologies and opinions while disagreeing with them. They highly respect the Constitution and will defend one's right to free speech. Number 4. BLM Antifa does not respect the rule of law. Their attempt to change it is through thuggish threats and behaviors such as beatings of innocent people, looting, arson, destruction, and all-out mayhem. The Tea Party, while disagreeing with certain rules and regulations, respects the rule of law and seeks to bring about change in the arena of ideas. Number 5. BLM Antifa does not respect private nor public property. This is evident in the arson, looting and destruction of public statues throughout the land. After a night of protests, rioting, they leave nothing but destruction in their wake. They throw bricks and trash everywhere they can. The Tea Party respects private and public property. As a matter of fact, I have attended many rallies and events with up to several thousand in attendance, and the venue in which we gathered looked cleaner than before we came. We pick up our trash down to the last gum wrapper laying on the ground. Number 6. BLM Antifa is a master at the corporate shakedown. Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, move over. Hundreds of companies have fearfully acquiesced to BLM Antifa to the tune of over $1.6 billion and counting. The Tea Party is truly grassroots. Any and all funding predominantly comes from the pockets of those participating. We have no George Soros, though it would be helpful if a conservative billionaire or two would step up to the plate to help with the cause. Number 7. BLM Antifa by and large have no respect for life. They shoot one another and others indiscriminately and beat people unconscious, killing some, and are rabid pro-abortion supporters. The Tea Party respects life. Though many carry, you would never know it due to the restraint they exhibit. They are the first there to pray for their enemy and support the unborn. Number 8. BLM Antifa is predominantly made up of young, disrespectful, vile thugs, ages 20-40, who have been brainwashed over the past 10 years or so by the race-baiting tactics of Barack Obama and those minions of his ilk. They were the children of the reign of Obama from 2009-2015, and are still coddled by their parents and sleep in their parents' basements through most of the day, only to come out at night to riot, loot and burn things to the ground. The Tea Party is predominantly made up of hard-working, law-respecting, gun-toting, Bible-clinging Americans, 40 to 80, who have enough sense to see through the BS of the left and have already been kicked in the teeth a time or two. They protest during the day because they have families to provide for and jobs to keep. Number 9. BLM Antifa, by and large, do not pay taxes, yet demand that the government provide them with all sorts of benefits. They are takers and destroyers. The Tea Party, by and large, dutifully pay their taxes, often to their own detriment, as the government redistributes their wealth to those who demand more and more free stuff. Number 10. BLM Antifa, by and large, hate Christians and white people. They are racist to their core with the evil they spout from their mouths. Some of their leaders are calling for the destruction of all stained glass windows across America and the removal of any white Jesus on a cross anywhere. The Tea Party members, by and large, are nice, tolerant people. They are willing to live and let live. However, they can ill afford to be nice or tolerant any longer. They must be willing to speak out and take lawful action against the anarchists who seek to destroy America. Number 11. BLM Antifa have forged an unholy alliance between Satanists, Marxists and political Islamic ideology that is hell-bent on destroying America. The Tea Party puts their faith and trust in God Almighty, knowing that He, and He alone, can deliver us from this present darkness and evil that is bringing the forces of hell against this land. I could go on and on ad infinitum with this comparative analysis, but suffice it to say that we must understand that we are at war. It is a war that has been planned and plotted by the left for decades, even well over a century. They are playing for keeps, and we are acting as if we are playing tiddlywinks. As an American who served my country as a Navy chaplain for over 30 years, 22 of those years attached to the Marine Corps, I took an oath to defend and protect the United States of America against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And though I have been retired for a number of years from service, my oath has never gone away. I will fight as long as I have breath on my body. My grandchildren deserve nothing less. How about yours? I leave you with the following quotes. Ronald Reagan. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same, or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States, where men were free. The writings of Paul, the Apostle, in the book of Ephesians 6:10-18. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints.